You're listening to The Morning Run with Lin, Chuang and Shaoning. We're running a poll this morning on the BFM Twitter account. That's at BFM Radio, because the World Bank has said Malaysia's ease of doing business ranking has improved to 12th in the world from 15th previously. So we're asking you, has doing business gotten easier for you in the last year? Do let us know what you think about that. Now, Malaysia has jumped three spots to be ranked 12th in the ease of doing business report. It's now among the five Asian economies that made it to the top 15. The others are Singapore in second place, Hong Kong in third, South Korea in fifth, and Taiwan in 15th.
So the Doing Business Report looks at laws governing business activities in various economies, which are then ranked according to the ease of doing business scores based on right? Basically, it just means, can you do business in this country and how easy is it to do? Okay. So the report assessed economies on areas like property registration, tax payments, contract enforcement, and insolvency procedures, which is interesting because I think minority shareholder protection is actually quite strong here.
Yeah, it's quite surprising, actually. Yeah, right? You would think otherwise, right?
Which is counterintuitive to people who watch the markets and who have been in the markets, right?
Well, for some comments here on Malaysia's improved ranking in the report, we turn this morning to Professor Mahendra Nair and Professor Pervez Ahmed from Monash University, Malaysia. Thank you for joining us, gentlemen. Now, Malaysia moved up the ease of doing business ranking from 15th to 12th this year. What do you think accounts for this improvement?
I think one of the things that we saw was that the push towards business-friendly policies, and that is in part, I think, with the new government pushing stronger public-private partnerships. And you see that over the last 12 months, that a lot more policies were driven not from the public sector, but public sector working with the private sector to ensure that the policies are friendly, transparent, and also addresses some of the challenges that they have had, you see. And that's, through the establishment of a task force called PEMUDA to look into all the issues, push towards digitalization and so on.
Yeah, I think if you look at the digital issues and how they've come into play, they've allowed us to streamline procedures, improve transparency, cut out the middlemen. And this has led to some much greater efficiency in a range of areas, from construction to accessibility, and actually going to make the regulations easier for businesses to go through. So all of this has actually going to help Malaysia to actually going to move. So as they've actually employed digital technologies to streamline their procedures, they've been able to simplify business costs and make it easier for business to set up.
And conversely, what do you think are the main obstacles to doing business in Malaysia that the government should actually be focusing on?
I think one of the key things is that, the regulatory environment is fairly complex. And I think more so a lot of the challenges today is also due to the external environment and the cost of, doing business and so on. And also a sense of stability in the economy. Being a small economy, it is a major challenge because a lot of our supply networks are tied to those international supply networks in China and other places. And also, I think there's too much expectation on government doing everything. And I think one of the key things is that managing that expectation is going to be really important.
Are there any trends or findings in the report that stand out to you?
The first one is that I think a significant improvement in the public sector. As we mentioned earlier, it's become more and more, business friendly. You see a lot more private sector involved in decision making. We are starting to see a lot of the policies are private sector led. And one classic example is TVET, which is a major challenge for many businesses in getting technical staff. So again, we're seeing greater access by private sector to major policy formulation and implementation. We're starting to see improvements in the infrastructure and the digital technology, which is critical for firms to become more efficient, transparent, and the public sector to be more open and accountable.
Another factor would be actually the push towards talent development. As we actually develop talent, that will allow businesses to actually reap the benefits of those talents and become more innovative. And of course, there's also the reforms that are taking place in the labor market as well, which will help protect the rights of workers, improve their salaries, improve their conditions. All of these will actually help strengthen the ecosystem for business, which sort of is a fundamental of what ease of business of doing business is all about.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. And that was Professor Mahendra Nair and Professor Pervez Ahmad from Monash University, Malaysia. And they touched on a few things that which they believe were some of the reasons Malaysia ranked so highly in the Ease of Doing Business report. And and we performed particularly well on three indicators. First was access to electricity, which we're at second place for, because what we do have, apparently, the world's most reliable electricity supply.
Well, we do have a power reserve margin of 40%. Basically, which we can't store. Every day it's produced, every day it's thrown away, right?
Yeah, I wonder why. It's all these very lucrative IPP contracts out there, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a point of view that there shouldn't be more than 10, 15, even 20%. So you would halve straight away your margin and your cost, therefore.
Yeah, that's true. But on the other hand, I mean, the other plus thing that we have in Malaysia, and this one is the one that really surprises me. Apparently, we rank high in terms of dealing with construction permits at the fourth place, because apparently DBKL has streamlined the application process and inspection under its one-stop centre. I'm surprised, because as a homeowner, when you try and do, but this is not comparable, because this is a survey for small, medium businesses. But if you're a simple, you're a home buyer and you're trying to do some renovation, getting the renovation permit isn't the easiest or the simplest thing in the world to do, though.
Yeah, so maybe this is commercial construction.
Yeah.
And I think we were good at doing that, right? We put up stuff and structures within like literally 1 or 2 years. But the problem is, comes once it's built, what happens then? Right? The other thing that Malaysia was quite good in was, I think, a minority shareholder protection. Number two, actually, almost perfect scores, if not perfect, on ownership, control, disclosure, shareholder rights. And on a side note, the World Bank also said that Malaysia has an upper hand on forming a regulatory reform committee.
Oh, that's a surprise.
Yeah, so this is in order to improve coordination across all the government agencies, which is quite important, because we have seen the dilemma that we can land in when multiple government agencies are doing the same job and no one knows quite what the other is doing at all. And apparently they also take 2 weeks or less to issue a certificate of completion report compared to 6 months in poorer performing economies. But nevertheless, a glaring downside for Malaysia would be its 126th rank. So that's 126th place in starting a business. So marking it as the only indicator in which Malaysia is at the world's bottom half.
Again, this seems counterintuitive, because so many business, you know, when you compare to say Singapore, right, and the number of entrepreneurs in Malaysia, there are so many. So really? I don't know.
It just shows how much gumption our SME bosses are. They're just so determined to open a business, even though it seems, take so many days. I don't care. I'm going to do it. You know?
It seems easy-ish to just buy a shelf company, run my head, and then start, right? Operations.
Well, we've had this.
Start a bank account.
We've had discussion about this, right? I mean, it's something that even our PM commented recently that, you know, we could reduce the number of days it takes for a company to start. This is not the first time. I'm just wondering, you know, why is that so? After so many years, is it like what you said, Lynn, is there a lack of coordination across the ministries? So as a business owner, you're running from Ministry A to Ministry B to Ministry C, getting different paperwork, and Ministry B might say, oh, I need paperwork from Ministry A, which then takes a few days to issue, and hence, it's not easy to start a business.
Yeah, I remember from last year's Doing Business report as well, the World Bank did also highlight the same thing, that it takes very long for startups here in Malaysia to actually get themselves off the ground. Particularly, I remember in that report, they highlighted that it takes that there are the segment of society which has the most number of hoops to jump through are Muslim women, because they also, technically by law, I don't know whether this is in practice, they have to get their husband's permission to leave the home. Apparently, this is something that is listed under some of the Sharia laws, which I don't know whether people actually do take into practice. And this time around, in the Doing Business report, the World Bank did say it takes entrepreneurs nearly 6 times longer on average to start a business in the bottom 50 economies than in the top 20. 6 times longer. Can you imagine how much could have been done in the time that they spend trying to get their business off the ground?
And you know what's the other surprising thing? Guess which country is number one?
For starting a business?
Yeah, it's New Zealand.
Really?
Yes.
How many entrepreneurs have come from New Zealand?
Maybe that's why it's so fast.
Maybe so. But don't forget also to vote on the poll we have running on the BFM Twitter account. We're asking you whether doing business has gotten easier in the past year. Right now, though, we're heading into the 7:30 news. And after that, more international stories for you. So stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.